Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, I just called to talk to you about some QAs. It's from last week. I've just been on the call, so I've been, like, you know, trying to catch up. Mm-hmm. You don't have, like, any major QAs. I am going to go over the QAs with you, though, that you do have, but you don't have anything like a zero type of QA.
Okay.
You have, like, some 90s and 70s. I'm trying to pull them all up, and then we're going to go over them.
Okay.
I don't know why it's moving slow.
So
okay, well, while we wait on
the... talking about some coaching, I'll be scared. Oh, Lord, what I do now?
Like, that's, like, anytime we speak to y'all, it's considered a coaching. Like, we... That's what it is. It's a coaching. It's like we coaching y'all, you know, the right direction.
Okay.
So anytime I say that, it don't mean you in trouble or nothing. It's just we're finna coach you on with, you know, the QAs you receive. And so you can get it better.
Okay.
Okay. So you have one QA you received. It was a call for 122. It was a healthy living call. You got a 90 on that call. Only thing you did wrong on the call was your hold time. You had a hold time from, one of your hold times was from 1:17 to 2 minutes. So
for
just
real?
Remember, yes. You don't usually do that, though. So that's why I'm going over it with you, like, to make sure, you know, you get back on the right track. Because you don't usually have any errors, so it's nothing major. Well, you don't usually have any major errors that we need to be really worried about.
Okay.
Then you have a member marketing call. You have a 70 on that call. You didn't give product knowledge in your whole time. I know sometimes you can forget. Just make sure on every call it's 30 seconds or less for your whole time, and make sure that you're always giving your product knowledge.
Okay.
Then you have one for Gilbert. You got an 80 on that call. You didn't ask about the ad, and then you gave a refund to the customer, but you didn't give the refund policy. Anytime you issue a refund, make sure you always let the customer know the refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I usually do that. I probably have forgot to tell them.
Yeah, most of the time you do it. That's why I'm like, oh, when I saw it, I was like, let me speak with him to make sure I refresh him. You got an Alpha Strategist call. You got an 80 on that one as well. You didn't give a product name. Remember, okay, the easiest way I do it to make sure I don't forget anything, when a customer call in, I get their zip code. After their zip code, I ask for their first and last name. After I get into the account, I ask them to verify their shipping address. And then I go ahead and say, I see you have whatever products they may have. That way I got all of it out the way.
Okay.
And then the last one, it was a Gerber call. It was just a 90. Only thing you did on that call, you didn't say your name. Like, you said thank you for calling customer support, but you just didn't say your name at the beginning.
Oh, my. See, I'll be making little mistakes. I don't know what was going on in my head.
Yeah, so it's not, that's why I said you don't have nothing like, that's why I was telling you don't be worried about it. Like, it's small infractions, but it's things that can be quickly fixed. It's not like you're missing the, like, most things that are important, like, if you're not giving saves, you know, those are big infractions because that is what we're trying to do, you know, offer saves and things like that. But you just got, like, these small errors. Just make sure you remember to do it going forward. Because I also want you to make sure you keep a 95 or above for a weekly QA ever so you can keep getting that QA pay.
Okay. And then do we get QA for the health department thing?
Yeah. Any call you take, they can pull any one of those calls and QA you. Like, so whatever skills you have, if you take those calls, it's possible that they might pull one of those calls eventually. I haven't seen one yet, though, for you.
Okay. And then I got another question. How do we check our attendance? Because I know my attendance has not been good lately.
Okay. Do you see the Internet Explorer? It's like you have the older Internet Explorer. You know how it used to look. You see that on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and open it up.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. It's how you track it every week. When you open it all the way up, you're going to see like 4 pages open.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you see at the top where it says agent overview, click on that one.
Okay.
And you will see where it has your QA, like whatever your weekly QA average is. If you get a write-up, it'll be right there. Your attendance, do you see where your attendance is? It should be under your name where it says your hours worked and stuff.
Yeah, I see my attendance. Oh, it's terrible.
That's and if you click on it, like go ahead and click on it, whatever the percent is, it'll show you every day that you've been absent, that you missed, what days were approved, what days were not approved. It'll show you all of that.
Okay.
You see all that?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay,
terrible.
So every week, the attendance, you will see it change. If you work Monday through Friday, you don't miss any hours, you don't do anything for that week, your attendance will probably say like 100. But you see at the top where it says start date and end date?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to run your attendance from like December to now, it'll give you a percentage of what your complete attendance is for those, for all the way back from there to now as well.
Okay, and how the point system work? Does it refresh like every 30 days?
You said a point system?
Yeah, don't we got a point system?
We don't have no point system, not yet at least.
Oh, because I know when we first started, the lady that was talking to us, I forgot her name. She said we had a point system.
No, we don't have a point system. I know we might end up getting one, but we don't have one as of yet. It's just, okay. Just what I can advise you, make sure if you're going to miss a day, you bring an excuse. If you can't bring an excuse, make sure you call that attendance line. Just don't do a no-call, no-show. Like something like that, if you do a no-call, no-show, it can cause you to lose your job. So make sure if you can't come, you always just picking up, dialing the automated line, because that's what it is.
Okay. I just go online, and I do, like, go to that little website, and I put my reasoning, and then I put, like, the explanation of why I can't come in.
Yeah, you can do it that way, too. Me, personally, I don't like to do all of that. I'd rather just call the call-out number, because it's like, press this option if this is why you're not here. Press option 2 to confirm. Like, it's so much easier to me. And I know for a fact it gives me a confirmation number that I can write down.
Okay, well, I'm going to start doing that from now on, Dean.
Yeah, so if you got any questions or anything like that, you can always write me. My schedule, I'm finna be in here with you, sadly. My schedule starts 12 to 9 next Monday. So mm-hmm. I'll be in here 12 to 9 off Saturday and Sunday. So if you have any questions or anything, you can ask.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.